Dag deir tur mars gut half ador toshin pehe rabbe fraim brachfeld
morning. It happens sometimes more often, sometimes less, that people cause damage on Purim. Pour out wine, break tables. And this is saying that if someone damages on Purim, then there's an exemption of not having to pay. So I would like to learn together the sugi with you and see if there is such a pto, if not. And the first thing that comes to mind is a Mishnah in Bobekam. The Mishnah says, Gumur shayutun pishtun. There's a camel filled with wood. V'uva camel. V'uva b'shisri rabim. And he went in the street, v'nichnas pishtoyna l'secha chanus. And the wool went in the, The flax went in the store. V'dalkei b'neiroi shel chenvuni. And the fire burnt everything. V'idlike sabiro bal gumur chay. The owner of the camel has to pay. But if the owner puts his candles outside, chayv, so then the shop owner is chayv because he took his candles and he put them outside. Rabbi Oimer b'ner Chanukah put. If this story happened on Chanukah, and the candles he put outside were the candles of Chanukah, then the shop owner is put. So it seems to be there's a machlokes in the Tanakam who holds that in any case, the shop owner is chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, on Chanukah he's put. The aluche shuchno paskins, v'miniach achenvuni neiru b'chutz, hu chayev l'shalim. The shop owner has to pay, after mei apishin in the balagumor, v'afilu hu ner Chanukah. Even if it's ner Chanukah, still the shop owner has to pay. Why? Shehoyo loy leishev v'lishmoy shlo yazik. He should have sat next to the camel and make sure there's no damage being caused. There seems to be that even though there is a mitzvah and the person has to fulfill the mitzvah in a certain way, there's no exemption of not making sure that damage shouldn't be caused. And it seems to make sense because the fact that a person has a mitzvah doesn't give him a right to cause damage to anyone else. Same thing when people put on a talus. It doesn't allow them to hit the person behind them or lights a Chanukah left outside, it doesn't allow a person to cause any damage. However, there's another Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Sukkah. Daf Mem Hei Umd Aleph. Miyad tinoikos shoymtim es lulaveim ve'oichlim es regeim. Which seems to mean that the people used to grab away the lilav and esrog from the youngsters. And this was done at the end of Sukkot. At the end of Sukkot, they used to take away the lulav and the esrog. And it seems to be that was allowed. There was no issa of doing so. So Tosfos says, quotes Rashi, lulav atinoik is shoymtim magdoilim miyudon. The people take away, grab away the lulav of the children. Ve'oichle esrogein and eat the esrog shel tinoikos. Ve'eim beduvol gezer. It's not considered gezer. And so here we seem to see that if a person does a certain thing, machmas simcha, because of simcha shel mitzvah, then even though he causes damage, he steals, he eats, he is exempt. He doesn't have to pay for what was caused. And Tosfos takes it one step further. Used to be once upon a time by a wedding, people used to ride with horses, was part of the Simchas Chusim V'Kadam. V'nilchumim zeim zeh, there were certain fights. V'koyrim begudoy shel chaveiroi oy mekalkel loy susoy. They caused damage by hurting each other's horse or tearing each other's clothes. Shehen pturim. Shekach nehagu machmas Simchas Chusim. So Tosfos takes the Pshat of Rashi, and adds to that not only on Sukkot, but it's a general rule. Whenever a person is occupied with a simcha shel mitzvah, if it's simchas Sukkot or simchas chusim v'kalen, and some damage is caused, then he's exempt of paying, just like we see here. And then Tosfos gives a second explanation to this Mishnah, that perhaps we're not talking about the adults who take away the lulav and the esrog of the children, rather the children themselves, they take the lulav, start playing with it, they eat the esrogim, and according to the second explanation of Tosis, of course there's no source for that happening. The Rosh, the Gun quotes his Rosh in Shulchan Aruch, and he learns that the Rosh is choylik on Tosis, because he brings a similar story of a person at a chasna riding on a horse and causing great damage to the horse of the chusn. I think he caused 300 coins. And he says there's no ptor. The person has to pay for the damage caused. And the Gaon learns that the Rosh is choylik on Tosis. He seems to learn the Gemara like the second explanation of Tosis. We're not talking about adults taking away the esrog of the children, rather children playing with itself. But there's no heter whatsoever to take or to cause damage to someone else, even though when a person is busy with a certain act of simcha. What does Shulchan Aruch say? So the Ramur Paskins in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Shin Ein Ches Siftes, Bachurim Haroich Vindikras Chusim Vekalu, Veiziku Ze Eze, we don't ride horses, but when we dance, and by mistake, we tear a suit of someone else, or we cause the glasses to fall down, or the camera of the cameraman falls on the floor, it might be a similar question. So the Ramur says, Bachurim aroich v'nekras chusim v'kalu v'iziku ze ze mumoin chaveiroi derech simcho v'schoik v'cheim b'shar dvar simcho. The Mos says not only a chus v'kalu, we'll see soon, maybe a kufis in shul as well. Wherever we're talking about a dvar simcho, hoil v'nehagu kein p'turim. So, and he quotes Tosis we just saw before, we learn from the mission in Sukkah that when a person causes damage while he's busy with the Dvar Simcha, then he's put. However, the Ramur adds a few words. Mikol Mukoy. Im nire le bezin laso siag vegude. If bezin want to limit this halote, harashus biyudim. So bezin can put some boundaries to that rule, but if not for the boundaries of bezin, then there would be a ptur. Where does... Sorry? Oh, we'll see soon. We'll try to explain it soon. Now, the quote of the Ramur comes from a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen has also a fascinating story which happened on, I think it was a Shana Rabbe. And he says, I'll read you part of it, it's a fascinating tshuva. He says, Kasher bo lefunai ledin Rabbi Lezer bar Shulem v'Rab Gershon bar Shulem. Two people came in front of him for the interview. I hope they were not brothers. You understand soon why. Rab Lezer bar Shulem, Rab Gershon bar Shulem. What was the story? V'tzoag Rabbi Lezer al Rab Gershon. This Rabbi Lezer screamed at Rab Gershon. Al asher nokhoi v'dochvoi be'ei sivvoi shanes b'chag ha-sukkis. While they were doing the shanes chag ha-sukkis, this Rabbi Lezer gave him a push and pushed him. V'kiven la'zikoi. And it was intentional. Because he hates me. Hoyos soine loy kvar ze yumim v'shunim. V'nitchav kolkach ad shenishbar atzmik seifo his shoulder broke. V'nitzkak l'royfe l'refoysom. He had medical expenses. And Rav Gershom answered, Heishiv shesivev kiminik oilom. I did whatever everyone does. Sheregilim b'dechifois. Sometimes we push each other base hazois. V'nitchav mimen. And if I happen to push him, it was not intentionally. And then the Trumas Hadeshen goes through if there were any proofs. Can we prove they did intentionally? He said to someone the night before, I will push him next day, so maybe that's a proof. And he goes different to try to prove if he was pushed intentionally or not. But then he says, definitely in our case, we need to find clear proofs that he really wanted to push it. Because if it was unintentionally, even though he is the one who caused the damage, he wouldn't have to pay. Because it was a simcha shel mitzvah, which we just quoted before. The Trumas Hadeshen extends or says the same would apply as well on Oishan Rabbe, or every day when you do the Oishanas, or on Simchas Torah, when a person dances or goes around the bima and he pushes someone else, if it was unintentionally, then he's put. So that's a very important line, it only if it happened unintentionally. If it was with intention, then he would be chayav. And then he finishes off, and that's what the Ramo quoted. We all understand that we have to put some boundaries to that. People will be scared to go around the bima because maybe his enemy would push him and then he won't have to pay. ואף אם יזיק איש לחברו בגוף ובייס כזויס, אבוי נגוד ליויסר, he does it in shul, and the sefer Torah outside, and therefore he says you have to be careful with this hand. So on the one hand, we have the Mishnah in Bo Bekamer, and we saw Shechno passing the person who puts his menorah outside, and he causes damage, he's chayav. And the reason is very clear, you have allowance to perform, he should perform a mitzvah, but there's no allowance to cause damage, and you have to make sure that no damage is caused. On the other hand, we see that when a person dances, if it's Lichas Chusin Vekalo, or it's Simchas Torah, or Sukkos, or any other situation, then a person is exempt. He doesn't have to pay. What happened with the Chiyuv to make sure you don't cause any damage? So there is a Tshuvas Habach, which the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Purim quotes, and with this Bach, we can perhaps have more clarity to understand what's allowed and what's forbidden, when one is chai, when one is put. The Bach talks another fascinating case where there was a person in the chasne, he drank a bit too much, he took a bottle, he threw the bottle, smashed it against the wall, maybe it was part of their minhugim, and part of the glass went and partially blinded another person. And he goes through a long tshuva, if the person has to pay or not. He goes through part of the tshuva, maybe being drunk is an exemption. We'll talk about that later. But then he quotes this Tosfos and the Rosh, which you mentioned before, about someone who is misameach a chusn with the horse and caused damage to the other horse. And he brings Tosfos, which says he's put. And then he says, I believe that Tosfos and the Rosh are not choyd. They don't argue with each other. How can you say that? Tosfos clearly says that when one horse or one person causes damage to the other one, then he is exempt of paying, and the Rosh says he has to pay. He says because it's clearly dependent on the minhag. And from here we see what the reason is for this ptur. It's not because a person who performs a mitzvah has now a blanket allowance to cause damage. But there was a certain mutual understanding of not to be makbid, of to be moichel, that when one dances or rejoices, you can't limit it, and everyone is careful, then you limit the simcha, and therefore there was a certain understanding, a certain minig, a certain not hakpude when we speak about limited damage. And therefore in the case of Esrigeim, or in the case of the case of Toysus, where we're talking about the limit damage, then the Rosh might agree that the person doesn't have to pay for that. However, there we're talking about the great damage, has a good will, and there, no one is moichel, and of course people are makbid if great damage is caused. And therefore, perhaps everyone agrees, says the Bach, that when a person causes great damage, and this partial, this injury of partial blindness, of course, is called a big damage, then everyone would agree that one has to pay. But this Bach is important to understand what the Ptor is. Of course, when a person performs a mitzvah, it doesn't give him any allowance to cause damage, and of course he has to make sure not to cause damage. However, in these situations, there was a minhag, there was an accepted custom, which when one rejoices in the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, then there is a kind of understanding that you cause damage, you jump a bit on my foot, if some suit gets a bit torn, these kind of things people are not makbid, and they understand it's part of that mitzvah. However, it's definitely not an allowance to cause damage. Sorry? But there wasn't a person who was busy with the simcha. There was no minhag to exempt him. Yeah. Now, interestingly, there are two different sources in Hilchos Purim which discusses this halacha. And the first one is in Siman Tuf Reish Tzadik Hei Seif Beis, where the Ramo says, V'yesh Oimrim. If a person causes damage to someone else, machmas simchas purim, then put him in the sham. So this follows the Rumor we saw in Hilchis Choshe Mishvet, the Heter of Sukkos, the Heter of, we saw Trumas Hadesh speaking about the Akufas, we spoke about Simchas Chusin and Kala, which Tois is called, and now the Rumor says the same thing applies also on Purim. When we rejoice, when we are busy with Simchas Purim, there's also a Ptor for damaged goods. Now, the Mishneh Berurah quotes this Bach because of different opinions, and he quotes the Bach which we mentioned before, the tshuva of the person. He doesn't quote the story of the person who caused blindness, but he quotes the Bach, and I quote the Mishneh Berurah: "Bebach mechalek bein hezeh gudl lekuten bein beguf bein bemumen." Doesn't make a difference if we're talking about momentarily loss or any physical damage. The behezeh gudoil makpidim, because if it's a great damage, then one is makpid. Veminik liftoir behezeh gudl. So the Mishneh Berurah takes on this chilik of the Bach, that also on Purim, the same allowance would be for Hezek Kuten. If it's caused by Simchas Purim, then a person would not have to pay. And then the Mishneh Berurah quotes, remember we saw the Trumas Hadeshim, we spoke about the two people who pushed each other by their kufis, and then Trumas Hadeshim said very clearly that if there's intention to cause damage, then there wouldn't be any exemption. And therefore the Mishneh Berurah says, Mekor Simchas Purim, Pirish, so he gives these two limitations. First of all, hezek kuten, not hezek gudel. And second of all, without any intention to cause any damage. The Rambam on a second place, also in Siman Tuf Reish Tzadik Vuv Siv Ches, brings a similar heter. V'chem bnei udom hachoytfin ze mizeh derech simcha. Someone has a shlachmunas and someone comes by and takes something out, eats something to it, and then something small, I assume. Which is similar then choit fin esregeim, a similar idea, and this would also be exempt. So here the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Shloah Kodesh, Mio kusav b'shloah kodesh, lav mishnas chasidimi. It's definitely not the right thing to do. V'shoymer nafshoy yirchak. He spoke the Rambam. Another interesting topic about putting clothes of a woman leSilbash. So yirchak milevushem. Sorry, kilaim. Spoke about kilaim. The yirchak milevushem the kilaim velachtoiv mechaver. So even though we saw there's an exemption and it's brought down in the Rambam, still the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Shloah Kodesh that is not something which a person should do.
Purim should be more than anything else, because the whole Indian of Purim is being out in the Chavarim, Matanas Levyanim, Shlach Malas.
I appreciate that.
We should be more Mapids, more than the other Sukkot, isn't it?
Right, I appreciate what you say. I assume what was meant here, or the reason why this talk came about is because a person will be so careful not to cause any damage, perhaps he might limit his simcha. And therefore, and therefore, there was an understanding of, I have no problem, you can come in, if you cause some damage, then it's fine, I don't mind. And therefore, this was part of the Vidud and the Chavir. But I understand what you say, and of course, if someone would be mine, we'll see soon, then the person should be extra careful. Now, let's try to see what material we had. But one more thing which I forgot to mention is being drunk. Perhaps that's a hat. Maybe there's a new hat. When a person is drunk, he's not liable for the damage he causes. Why should it be such an exception? So there's a Gemurah in Eruvin. The Gemurah says, Shikr, a person who is drunk, Mikhoi Mekach. So you come to a drunk person on Purim, can you sell me your house? He says, yeah, no problem. Mikhoi Mekach. We'll see soon. Imem Kurei Memka. So when he buys or he sells, it's valid. Uvar Averish Yesh Boi Mise. He performed the Aveir, which is a Chiyav Mise, Mimise Noisei. We'll kill him. Malkis, Malke Noisei. Kurei Sheduvar, Arei Kipikeach L'chol Dvurav, Elo Sheputer Minat Fille, which is another Sugya, when should or when can he daven, when can't he daven. Umar Rabbi Chanine, Loi Shonu Elo Shloi Giyale Shikrusel Sheloit. What we said till now, that he is liable for everything what happened, is if he didn't come to the Shikrusel Sheloit, which refers to when Loit was drunk, and he didn't know what happens to him. If he doesn't have aveir, he's exempt. If he signs that he sells or buys something, it's not valid. Because he's a shikrus sheloit, and therefore he's a person who's not, you can't oblige him to pay. Perhaps this might also be a reason to say that when a shikr causes damage, then he doesn't have to pay. So the Mashal in Yam Shel Shloime on Maseches Bubakama speaks at length, and also we mentioned before the Tshuva Sabach, which spoke about the case where the person caused blindness, they discussed that. And the Yam Shel Shloime is very clear that, of course, a drunk person has to pay. And he says that this Gemur was just referring to, he's not a Bach Yuva. If he does an Aveira, he's not liable. If he sells something, the sale is not the sale. However, and that's what you mentioned before, Udo Murat Le'olam. Of course, a person who does damage, the same thing, a person goes to sleep next to a glass, and then wakes up in the morning and he broke this glass. He's chayv, because he shouldn't have gone to sleep next to that. So the Yam Shel Shloime says, Heine de Pturm di Neshamayim al Oysa Uvin. Um mikol mukoy mekabel dinoy lamashloy utza beruchoy. Why didn't you? He said, even the person who sins, why did you drink? V'shikir atzmoy lishtageya. Why did you lose yourself? Aval lepoy trum din hezik shemazik lechaveiroy pshite shechayiv. Lod amut la'oylam ben shoyik ben meizev ben eir ben yushem ben oynes beirutz. Dim loy kein, loy shavak tzchayiv. The kol soyne yishte v'shtak al chaveiroy la'aziko v'yiftoy. Someone has an enemy, he'll go to his house, he'll drink a few bottles of wine, and then he does whatever he wants and doesn't have to pay. And then he says, you might say, yeah, that's not on Purim, because Purim is a mitzvah to drink. Says the Mashal, v'afilu b'Purim, d'mechuyev li'shtake, mikol mukoyim ein kavunas rabbeseinu k'dei sh'dishtage. Even though on Purim there's a mitzvah to drink, but not to that extent, and therefore damage which was caused because he's drunk is not a het.
He doesn't know who's saying it.
Sorry?
He doesn't know he's soyna if he's drunk.
Before. He knows he wants to ruin his house.
Yeah, once he's drunk, he won't know he's soyna.
How to lay yada.
Yeah. So let's try to take the case we discussed before. Someone goes to someone else's house, causes damage, pours some wine over the carpet, jumps on the table and breaks it. Let's see if we can find any exemption or if there's any way where the person shouldn't have to pay. So first of all, we clarify that this whole p'tur is based on a minik. On a minik, on a certain acceptance of, by causing damage through their joy, the person is not makbid or zmoich. It's interesting to point out that the Urch HaShulchan, he says today there's no such a minik. He says today because the simcha is not anymore the great simcha it used to be, and therefore there's no minik, and if there's no minik, there's no p'tur. Now if you accept the Urch HaShulchan, then of course the person has to pay. But many poskim, Mishnah Berurah also quotes this halacha and doesn't mention that today there's no such a minik. So let's say you would assume that there is such a minik today. The second question being asked is, how did he cause his damage? Was it because he rejoiced with Purim, or just because he was wild? Because so Shlomo Zalman says, derech kalas das is not considered simchas Purim. So therefore, a person who takes a bottle of wine and pours it on the floor, it doesn't seem to be connected anyway to Simchas Purim. And therefore, if it wasn't done as part of dancing because of Purim, then there's also no exemption. So that's the second question. First of all, is there such a minik? And even if we say it is such a minik, was it done as part of Simcha of Yontov? We saw before that the person who is drunk and causes damage, the Mashal says he is chayv, because this doesn't seem to be part of the simcha of Purim. The third question is, was it done with intention? We said before, something which is done with intention, then Mishnah Berurah says he's also chayv. Number four, is the damage a small damage or big damage? Because if it's a big damage, even if it was done unintentionally, even if it was part of Simchas Yontiv, still it would be chayv. Interesting, in Shas HaTshuva, Oz Nidberu, he speaks about embarrassing someone else. Some people, when they're drunk, they embarrass other people. And he goes through and he says one of the things he writes there, that embarrassment is definitely considered as a good one. So even though you would say that on Purim one can say things as a Purim Rebbe and say things which cause hurt to other people, then he says this is not a hetter because it's considered like a big damage. And then we have the Shloach Kodesh of the Mishnah Berurah that the Baal Nefesh should be machmer anyway. And we know that being drunk is not an excuse. So to say there's no p'tur would be wrong. To say that whatever damage is caused, the person doesn't have to pay, seemingly also wrong. So in case such a thing happens, then you should ask your local rabbi if the person has to pay or not. And simcha v'chasne, all these things seem to have similar roots. Just like to finish with a thought on being drunk and Purim. I was wondering for a long time. The Mechaber says, Chayv inishli besumei ad leyuda. And the Mishneh Berurah, sorry, the Ramur says, v'yesh oimrim, that a person doesn't have to drink kol kach, ela yishte yoisel milimudai, and then he should go to sleep. And when he sleeps, then he's leyuda, then he does no difference between Buch, Mordechai, and Urum. And I never understood, why is going to sleep a solution? Drinking is supposed to be there because you want to rejoice. So if you go to sleep, a person goes to sleep, then he rejoices with Purim. Is that the way how to mekayim the Simchas Purim? So I'm not sure if I have an answer to that. But I'll tell you a certain feeling which I have, which maybe might be an explanation. The Bnei Sosa asked the question which many ask. Why is Purim called Purim? Purim, Hashem Apur, who are Goyer, Homan chose a month, a day, when he would kill the Eden. And because of that, we call the Yontif Purim. So he asked, that seems to be a minor detail of the story. That shouldn't be the name of the entire Yontif. Why is Yontif called Purim? Sorry? Now, we know that Purim has another Yontif, which has similar letters. Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. And interestingly, there we also see the idea of a pool. When the Kohen Gadol took the two seerim, Echad Lashem and Echad Lazulim, and also there he performed a pool, a goyrel. What does the goyrel symbolize? And he quotes the Balatanya, who explains that on Yom Kippur is a day where the Boyish is mechaper on Klal Yisrael. There's a tremendous ahav between the Boyish and Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Amakatrigan will say, it doesn't make sense. The whole year, the sin comes as one day a year, Yom Kippur. So the Rebbe Hashem says, I want they should perform a mitzvah of pur, of goyim. Why? And as he says it there, ein tam berutzen. There is a choice which a person does. A person has a choice between two schools. He likes one school more than the other, then it's a choice. He has a reason why. Why did he choose this school? Because I like the teachers better. There's a why, there's an answer for the why. And if you'll ask him, why do you like the teachers better? Then he might say, because they're more educated. And for each question I ask, the person can answer why. But it might come to a place where he says, I don't know, that's what I want. I can't explain why. I just want that. That's roots. That's a will. It's not a choice. Because once you have a reason why, then it's not what you truly desire and truly want. It's your choice. But ein tam berutzen. If you have a true desire, then there's no reason why. Because that's who I am. That's what I want. When we take the two seirim on Yom Kippur, and one is bigger, one is nicer, one is... Then there's no pull. Then there's a simple choice. I choose this one because this one is a nicer one. But when the two have to be exactly the same, and then I do a pull, then it's not a choice. It's just... I happen to take this one. So the idea of a pool, says the Balatanya, is a serusa de sata, an act which we do here, which is ma'orin shemaim, also a certain roots. And the Baruch Hu says to the Katrigim, you might be right logically. But my choice to Klal Yisrael is a roots. And ein tam berutzen, we don't have to understand. The roots is just what I want. I created the world even before there was a Klal Yisrael, b'shvil Yisrael, and therefore this mitzvah awakens that feeling of Yuchel and Shemaim. Says Bnei Sosa, the same thing happened to Purim. Purim was lehashmit, leharikul, leabed. There was no reason how the Eden should be saved. For whatever reason, why it happened, or whatever the reason was. And therefore, there was no way to save the Eden. Because logic says the Eden have to be punished. Now came Haman with this great idea. I want to choose the right day. So he did a Purim. Without realizing that performing a pool is ma'oire de rutzen in Shemayim. And therefore, the old Bashgucha, of course, that Homon did that. So Homon did a pool. By doing that pool, he awakened this rutzen in Shemayim, where he says, I don't need any reasons. I choose to eat not because yes, because not, because that's what I want. Ein tam rutzen, and therefore, I choose Klal Yisrael. These are the words of the Mace, also a beautiful piece on pool. Perhaps the idea of drinking is the reflection which comes on that special day of Purim when we awaken our rutzen to the Rebbein Shem, our love to Rebbein Shem, not because of any reason. Not because we choose, because we have any benefits from it. Ad Lo Yuda, even without knowing. And therefore, perhaps when the Musa is going to sleep, because the person's mevatel is das, that's the simcha of Purim. The connection without any reason. And therefore, if a person will cause damage by drinking, then he could perform that also with going to sleep. Shkoyach. Yeah.